Today, we check in at our hotel and dive into the summer issue of the LSP magazine, issue number 19, Sharing and Caring. We'll explore why sharing and caring is more than just a slogan. It's about giving people space to speak, listening deeply, building bridges where voices meet, and daring to fix the cracks when they appear. Michelle shares how this spirit shapes every workshop we design as facilitators, a quiet but powerful counterweight in a world that often forgets how to listen. So make yourself comfortable. Picture yourself surrounded by colorful bricks and imagine each model telling a story about connection, curiosity, and respect. And of course, the full video is available on YouTube and Spotify. Welcome to the Bricks Boutique Hotel.
Hello, Michelle.
Why don't we dive into it?
In what?
Into the new session, into the new issue. Issue number 19 of the LSP magazine, Sharing and Caring, yes. Fostering Human Connection, Empathy, and Mutual Support.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. I didn't come up with that. But talking about that, why did you call the magazine Sharing and Caring, or what is the idea behind the title?
Okay, a couple of things. One, this is the summer issue. I don't know if it's already a tradition, but the summer issue is more or less, I have to say, a kind of a light magazine. So it's a collection of stories and, literally sharing, I think a little bit more sharing all kinds of stories. So that's a kind of the light thing in it. A bit of the deeper understanding of sharing and caring has a lot to do with the Lego Series Play itself, the method. It's literally, you know, sharing your insights, perspectives and stuff like that. But also caring in terms of the 100-100 principle, listening to others, active listening, appreciating their perspectives, getting new information on the table. So that's the caring part, connecting to others, understanding others, having a better insight in the thinking of others. And the last remark.
Is this all the reason of the name of the title?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes I also think about things a little bit. And and sharing and caring is maybe also, but this is, you know, literally a little bit bigger. I think some people live in an era where sharing and caring is a little bit under pressure.
I remember a project. It was really ages ago. I was in Australia. And someone said in this, there was a lady in the project, and she said, well, you know, sharing is not caring. Hmm. And partly I do agree with her, because sometimes people need to find out things on their own. And if you share things with these people, well, you could, but it wouldn't make a difference. So sometimes we really need to make the experience on your own. But in the context of Lego Serious Play, sharing and caring has a completely different, taste, right? So sharing, of course, sharing is part of the core process. We pose the question, people construct an answer, they share the story, and you have the reflection. So sharing is a big part of it. But what about caring?
Yeah, so it's like I said, it is also in the process itself, the caring part is also the active listening. So literally that everyone has a voice, so you care about other people. Also, facilitators care about the process, that everyone has a voice. You're also working together towards a understanding of things, or towards a goal of things, or to have a shared perspective of things. So you also care about the developments you as a person or you as a team or you as an organization go through. So the caring part is one is seen in terms of you actually work on it. The other part is also a kind of a, how do I say that in English? A way of living. You know, it's also a way of how do I see myself and my environment? Do I care what somebody else thinks? Do I care where we go to? Do I care if we make progress or development or whatever the term is? Do I actually care or not or something else? So it's also literally for me a way of looking at things. And yes, from your little anecdote, caring is not taking over responsibility or something like that. It's not caring is not let me do this for you. Certainly not. Like a serious play, everyone has a voice. The playing field is equalized. So caring is literally giving people room and space to stand up, to talk, to show their perspective. It's literally giving people a responsibility and sometimes also a little bit accountability in that. So that's also the caring part. You know, I care about the opinions and the ideas of other people.
What does it actually need for participants to genuinely care for each other?
An open mind, I would say at first. Curiosity, an open mind. Acknowledge that you don't know yourself everything, that you have blind spots as well, that you can learn, that other people sometimes challenge you. You don't have to agree with them, but they challenge you to think your own position over again or to strengthen your belief in something. So generally an open mind.
Talking about, let's talk a little bit about LEGO Serious Play workshops. Is there a way that you can support people in that? Because we know if you think about you have a workshop with a group who never did LEGO Serious Play, right? For them, it's completely new, and so is there a way to support them, to support their open mind?
Well, I think the core process, as we call it, that's literally a fundament. So for those people, core process means that the facilitator, the one who helps them through the process, is asking a question, which is, of course, related to the topic, blah, 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 etc. That's another podcast of ours. On the question, people start building. And they create an insight, a metaphor, something that shows their perspectives that of how they think or what their idea on this topic is. And then the part comes in supporting them, that everyone has the opportunity, using that Lego model that they created, to explain their idea or their thoughts. And this is the moment where we ask other people also to actively listen by encouraging also them to ask questions to that model. And this is also a kind of a natural process, because if people are there and the topic relates to them, they are part of the issue, they're part of the solution, they're part of the process, then people care. You know, if you're there and you really have nothing to do there, you have nothing to say, it's not yours, I don't know. Could be an interest, but generally you have to be part of the issue. So when you see something that is different from your own perspective, if you see something where people contribute, they tell you something and you feel a little bit like, oh, this is interesting. You know, this is a kind of a new perspective. Or maybe it emphasizes even yours. So you feel like, whoa, I'm not the only one who thought this. There are more people who thinking this. So you literally, in a kind of a natural way, that's also the play element that we pull in, you're literally getting engaged in this whole process. And that's how we support it, by giving people time and a space and a kind of the possibility to share, to tell, but also by encouraging other people to ask questions. Can you clarify this a little bit more? How is this? Why did you build it like that? And that playful element, which feels light, but actually goes quite deep in understanding things, I think that's the way that we help the group as facilitators and in this method to share and care.
Is there other possibilities to support in our behavior as facilitators, to support them during the sharing or during the caring?
Yeah, you have something in mind?
Just ask. I mean, because we are role models as facilitators, yeah. Right?
So yeah, so also for us,
it's just wondering.
I already said open mind, but that's also a facilitator. So the facilitator also has an open mind and certainly a curiosity, you know, to like you said, be a kind of the role model, be the example in asking questions, in having a deeper understanding, know meaning on things. So you are a kind of a neutral, you're curious, you want to understand what people think. So you ask open questions. You ask questions related to the model. You ask people to turn the model, to dive deeper into the model, and be a kind of the role model of, you know, this is an approach and understanding the position or the ideas of other people.
Right. So being curious is in fact the thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. And neutral. So
interesting.
Leave your own opinion. You probably have an opinion, but as in your professional role, leave that opinion outside the room. You know, afterwards you can talk about your own perspectives or whatever it is. But as a facilitator, you're just curious and open minded. Which is quite a challenge. That's another thing.
Oh, it is, yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Especially with group dynamics going on. And did you ever had the situation that someone didn't care in a workshop? Well, the other
not immediately in terms of that. There was a situation, now I start thinking, yes, there was. But let me first say the general remark, because asking questions also as a participant to your colleagues or your project members or something like that, just out curiosity, just as, hey, tell me a little bit more. That is for all of us as people and human beings a challenge. You know, we all have opinions about things. We all believe in our own convictions and the way of looking at things. So most of the time what happens is that people put meaning into their question. So why did you leave the window open? And then, you know, the builder says, I never said this was a window. You know, it's like, okay, sorry. So that happens a lot, you know, and that's also part, of course, of the whole method, is that we also give people a little bit, hey, you know, be more curious. You know, try to be just very open in, can you explain that element or something like that a little bit more? Because I didn't get it. That's one. And yes, there were situations, but I think we had our post of our screw-ups where indeed a participant really didn't care about the others, really emphasizing this is the way we're going to do it, and not interested in the opinions of others, emphasizing, and all the questions were related, this is not what we're going to do, you're wrong. Now, that's a funny one when somebody says this is wrong. So that happens as well. So there's a long way to go in terms of the legacy display method, in terms of sharing and caring.
I was asking this question because there was one article who talks a little bit about that, right? About a situation where someone didn't really care about the outcome or about what, say roughly, about what the others said, which was really interesting for me. Because it's like you said, it's really rare that these things happen. But obviously these things happen.
It does. It's. I think you're referring to the last article in the magazine.
Yes.
And it's also a step up to number 20.
It's called Uncovering Cracks in the Bridge.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And it's really like a lot, like all the other articles, but it's a really nice one. Like whoa.
Yeah.
I was nearly sitting there, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't talk about that a lot, maybe because it doesn't occur a lot, but I don't believe that. In terms of it occurs, it happens. And that's also the challenge for the next magazine, that I invite people, you know, to write something about a situation, a dilemma, something of ethics. Maybe you want to ask me something about that.
Let's talk about it in a moment.
We don't have much time anymore.
Because I still have another two or three questions about this magazine. Come on. There are major changes in the magazine. So I really need to know about that. I really need to ask you this question, because we have now articles in Spanish.
Ooh, yes.
Isn't there a song from Elton John, a word in Spanish? But maybe this is something else. So why did you come up with Spanish articles?
Yeah, well, development.
How did this idea came up?
Yeah. Also, a really quick one. I every time looking for new ways, opportunity to reach out to people. I mean, this is literally sharing and caring. And I know that a part of the world community of facilitators, you know, they have a hard time with English. Not only the Spanish people, also other people. But I also know that we have quite a lot of colleagues covering Spanish-speaking countries. So it's a start. It's a start, and there were also, and you know, and that also happens in a moment itself. Is that you know, a facilitator reaches out to you and says, you know, shall I translate an article for you in Spanish? And I feel like, you know, okay, where does this come from? Because I was working on the idea of doing something, you know, and then it just comes together. And then there's a point of making decisions and saying, let's go for it and let's see how it develops. And open for the development there. So we're certainly going to do a couple of magazines where we put in two, maybe three Spanish articles or translations of formerly English articles. And let's see how it works out.
So the idea is to have translated articles. It's not that, like, well, let's think about a step further.
It could also
like
be maybe the other way around, you know, that somebody sends in a Spanish article and we translate it in English.
Okay, but the goal is not to have maybe a Spanish version and an English version of the LSP magazine with maybe different articles.
Ah, my God, that's a couple of steps beyond where I'm right now. I don't know. I'm very open for. That's also a little bit of my way of doing business. You know, just let it grow, let it develop. Of course, not in terms of just blindfolded going into a direction. I still think about things. But this is a step up, and let's see what the response is of the more Spanish-speaking facilitators around the globe.
Maybe another question, because I remember last time when we did the interview about the issue number 18 about the metaphors, Simon was referring to in the column in his column, by the way, which was really funny. You told me that you always learn something about the topic when you put the new magazine mm-hmm. together, when you edit the new magazine. So. What did you learn about sharing and caring?
Two things pop up. One is that we put in two articles of countries, of facilitators working in countries where you not immediately think LEGO Serious Play will happen. So we had a country, Georgia, where where actually two or three, as far as I know, facilitators are active. And the lady I asked to write about her experience, I trained her in, I think, 2017, so already quite a long time ago. Well, that's a country where you're not immediately think, okay, this is happening there. So that was funny. And there were more of these countries in the world, I'm quite sure. The other one was the article after Ukraine, where we, at least in my country, we the news is all about the bombardments and all the suffering and stuff like that. But underneath, people also there try to make a living as good as possible. And one of the supporting tools that she uses is Lego Serious Play. And that was also something where I felt like, whoa, this story has to go out, you know. People try to continue living, and as good as bad as it goes, they do that. And it's great if people can express themselves and their ideas and their futures and their thinking also using this method. So there were two things. And the other one you already mentioned, that was the last one, which for me was like, yes, you know, this is a good one to talk about in the next issue.
And the name of the Ukrainian article was Building the Future, or Is Building the Future When Everything Around Is Falling Apart, which is fantastic, like what you just mentioned. And so the last question to about, well, there is a crack in everything, even in bridges. I'm into songs today. I don't know why. I cut you off before. What will be the purpose or the topic of the next magazine? You already started to.
Yeah, so in that article, there's a situation described where indeed somebody steps out of that process that we try to facilitate, and it creates a really funny atmosphere. And yeah, you can think about positions of power, of not safe environments. I don't know, but it's a challenging situation where we as facilitators sometimes just go into, you know, and we dive into a dilemma in a workshop where something unexpected happens, changes the whole setting, changes the atmosphere. And, you know, what do you do as a facilitator? So literally in terms of your behavior, but also your interventions and also your reflections. So that's one part of it. The other part that came out a little bit is the big question about ethics. We addressed that already a little bit in the previous issue. Yeah, and there are so many questions, you know, about your behavior. We talked a little bit about that in this podcast. But also, if you even start with the sales process, you know, like you get a question and you feel a little bit like, am I going to do this? Yes or no? Is the method the right one for this one? Do you feel the intentions are sincere? But also something literally, you know, are you going to compete yourself on price? You know? Yeah. Where is there ethics in it, or does you feel like, no, this is just an economical question? So there are so many angles where we can talk about, you know, reflections, our own ethics. I throw in one more and then we stop. Yeah, I mean, I can go on not for ages, but certainly
the
longer.
Last one.
But think about AI. Think about AI.
Yeah.
You know, literally, if you want to design a workshop, ask AI. You know, this is the topic, create for me a workshop. All right. Are you going to deliver that one? Is this the right one? How does that work for you? Very interesting. I mean, we're full into understanding AI, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, where's your position? I don't know.
So I don't know if we can understand AI, by the way. But why do we close with this thought from you? Because this is so big. I mean, you could make an own
Oh, we're gonna talk
a series, and
absolutely
a series of magazine, not only one. You can make a whole series about it. But
let's start with one.
I have the impression that it's going to be a big field that we will expect in the next magazine, and I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, that's the same, of course, to you. Thank you for having this chat. It's let's move on to the next one. Oh, I hear a bell ringing. I think some people are on the desk of the hotel.
Whatever. You do it this time. Come on.
I will.
I ran yesterday. All right. Have a good one. Bye, Michelle. Thank you for checking in at the Bricks Boutique Hotel today. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to hear more, subscribe to stay updated. If you'd like to explore more of what the Bricks Boutique Hotel has to offer, visit our website, bricksboutiquehotel.com. And remember,